Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Testimony in Trump criminal trial now underway.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker took the stand first.
Campus safety concerns during pro-Palestinian protests.
Any kind of violence is not going to be tolerated.
A Supreme Court case that could affect homeless encampments.
Being homeless is not a crime, and that's...
I know that's what you say.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Opening statements and the first witness makes up day one of former President Trump's Manhattan criminal trial. CBS's Jared Hill at the courthouse.
Former President Trump downplayed the allegations against him following opening statements in his historic criminal trial in New York.
It's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's accused of using his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors said Trump, quote, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election. The defense countered, saying there's, quote, nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy.
First witness, former National Enquirer executive David Pecker, says they used checkbook journalism. Prosecutors say Pecker's outlet tried to squash salacious stories about Trump as he ran for president. With Passover beginning at sundown, there's extra security on some college campuses because of possible anti-Semitism during Gaza war protests.
I'm Peter King.
You want to stand against terrorism?
New York's Columbia University has seen a sixth straight day of protests. There were no in-person classes. Some Jewish students have said they felt threatened, but says NYPD Deputy Commissioner Tariq Shepard,
there's been no credible threats to any particular group or individual.
At Yale University, police have arrested about 45 people for misdemeanor trespassing. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have set up camps at Yale, Columbia, MIT, and the Universities of Michigan and North Carolina.
Hamas changes its demands in the hostage negotiations with Israel. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Israel moved significantly in agreeing to the last offer that was put onto the table. And Hamas, in response, has moved the goalposts. We think they ought to accept the deal.
The U.S. will keep pushing for the release of hostages, it says. The Supreme Court hears arguments in an Oregon case on whether it's cruel and unusual to punish people for sleeping on the streets when shelter space is lacking. Chief Justice Roberts asked Oregon lawyer Theana Evangelist,
what will the city do if you don't prevail here?
The city's hands will be tied. It will be forced to surrender its public spaces as it has been.
In exchange with Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
There's nothing in the law that criminalizes homelessness.
That's what you say, but if I look at the record and see differently.
Stocks jump on Wall Street. Now this.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
It's a bill involving teachers and guns that earlier this month sparked protests like this at the Tennessee State House. The latest from CBS's Mark Strassman.
There were more student protests in Nashville today, angry about a proposed gun law. It would allow teachers and staff to carry guns in school. The question is, would it make those schools safer? The Republican Senate has already passed the bill. The House is likely to pass it. And Tennessee's Republican governor has said he will sign it. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Nashville.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a Biden administration appeal over the regulation of difficult-to-track ghost guns. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This is probably a good sign for the Biden administration that the Supreme Court is willing to look at this because the appellate court had struck down parts of the law.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The White House says it has a remedy for what ails nursing homes when it comes to pandemic-exposed staffing shortages. Vice President Kamala Harris announcing during a stop in Wisconsin.
For the first time, we are establishing, the first time in the history of our country, we are establishing national minimum staffing standards for federally funded nursing homes.
Harris also met with nursing home workers today. President Biden celebrated Earth Day by promoting a new green jobs program.
Are you looking for a job and want to help our planet?
Today, I'm proud to announce that Americans across the country can now apply to become the first members of the American Climate Corps.
The president says the new green jobs training program aims to attract young people.
We're recruiting for over 2,000 positions in 36 states.
He says not only will you help in the fight against climate change, but
you'll get paid to fight.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Drivers are facing the worst sticker shock in a generation. Used car prices, interest rates, and insurance prices have skyrocketed. CBS's Jeff Nguyen.
Last month, the average price of a new car was just under $47,000, and the average new car payment was north of $700. Also in March, the average interest rate for a new car loan was more than 7%, used nearly 12%. As for finding something affordable...
20,000 vehicles dead. If you want a $20,000 vehicle, you're buying a used car.
What will it take for prices to turn around?
In the end, if consumers don't buy, prices will come down.
The New York Fed says auto loan delinquencies are at their highest level since 2008 because of higher prices and ballooning interest rates. Jeff Nguyen, CBS News, Los Angeles.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.